Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to the Thinker Girls Pod Channel. I am Christy Mercer. Yes, you have landed on listening to this episode, hopefully in the thick of summer, whether you are away sunning yourself sick, whether you've got a little bit of time off work, where you're kicking it with family and friends. From us, from Stace and I, we really hope that you are, I don't know, maybe taking a little bit of time out to get reflective just like we are on 2018. That is what our summer sessions that we've done the last couple of years are. I reckon it's an interesting time where you stop to have a little bit of a breather and a bit of a space from what the fuck has just happened, because November, December, let's face it, is a bit of a blur. I feel like there's this hecticness of energy where you constantly feel like you are forgetting something or leaving your keys in your house even when you're not, and even when your to-do list is maybe kind of sorted, there's this feeling of like floating around a bit more than you normally are. So that is why it's nice to kind of look back and also be appreciative and celebrate all of the ups and the downs that have come into your life in the past 12 months. And that's exactly what we're doing now with some of the incredible chats that we have had, not just with women, but this year. I kind of also forgot that we, for the very first time, invited a dude. AKA Guy Sebastian was our first ever guy on the Thinker Girls Pod Channel, which is kind of a big thing when you've had conversations between, you know, chicks and clever, talented, funny, amazing, inspiring ones at that for the past 6 or so years. So this is a bit of a collection and a bit of a chance for Stace, myself, our team, and from feedback from you guys, because obviously we couldn't do this without you. So the episodes we know that have really connected to you are ones that we've kind of put a bit of a fine tooth comb over at this time of year and thought, which ones will we rehash? Also, just because we are feeling the love, we couldn't do any of this without you guys that listen, and we couldn't do any of this without our team, Abby and Jordan. We love you guys. We couldn't do this without you, our posse, especially our VIP members. We know that everybody that downloads, subscribes, listens to a podcast, even sporadically, is out there spreading the word about what we do, but also for people to actually give money and donate to us putting together a channel of content that we think's mega important is kind of neck level. And that's also something that we're mega appreciative and reflective on this year too. We love you, and we hope that you enjoy this summer session, whatever you're getting up to. Bye, Felicia.
Welcome to the Thinker Girls Pod Channel. I'm Stacey June.
And I'm Christy Mercer. And welcome to the Royal Wedding Breakdown.
Yes, well.
Can we call it that? Sure. We haven't actually sussed the title, but.
Well, there it is. We'll go with that. This is a special edition of the 411 dropping to you live, live.
live across the world.
Our pod channel is a place where we talk about our lives, your lives, and our guests' lives. But today it is about whatever it is we're interested that's going on around the world in pop culture, entertainment, celebs. I mean, who else is talking about the royal wedding? As much as you might be completely exhausted by it, you're never getting a Thinker Girl spin anywhere. So
yeah,
we had to drop it.
There's still shit to discover. We had lots of messages from people on the Thinker Girls and a few of my personal that are like, I can't wait for you guys to talk about this.
Because, really?
Yeah. I got a few that were like, saying, you know, you watch it and you think, and I'm wondering.
We get such different messages. My mind is like, can you please tell me a book that I can read to enhance myself? And you're like, bitch, can't wait till I'm like,
seriously,
interesting.
It is interesting because it was somebody that goes, I was, someone messaged me on my personal, I think, and said, I was watching it and thinking to myself, I wonder what Stacey and Christy will have to say about this, which is a big compliment because it's maybe the fact that we might have something to say that you're not thinking of straight away either, or your mates aren't. Which is a nice thing.
Everybody's thinking it, but just not fucking saying it out loud, which is the story.
Hey, that
of our
sounds
lives.
Like a bit of a catchphrase.
If you haven't listened to any of the shows that have dropped this week, Talitha Cummins is a journalist, a speaker. She does incredible work across talking about binge drinking with women, has her own incredible stories, talks about becoming a mum and how hard, you know, and rewarding the media industry was. It's such a freaking great chat.
Love it.
Sometimes I really hope that when we get this vibe from someone that you're getting it too. Because it was personally a really incredible conversation. I am hoping that that really played out with for you guys also.
Well, let us know if it has. Yeah. I think the cool thing about that chat was it wasn't just if you're in the media industry you can relate. If you're just a, and not even a woman, if you're just a person,
yeah,
you know what I mean? There was so much to take out of that in terms of asking, who am I really?
Yeah.
Everybody can relate to that regardless of what your background is.
Yeah. Today we do want to talk about the royal wedding, but the specific things that I suppose I was like, who the fuck's that? What the fuck happened here? What the hell this is this? Actually, somebody did message and say there's a lot of F-bombs in the 411 a couple weeks ago.
I know, there have been more than there
so
have
will,
been in
I will pull that back. I won't push it for the sake of pushing it. I like the F-bomb on the 411 episode though because some of this stuff feels so trivial and so just – I don't know, light, that I enjoy it feeling like it's a bit of a pub.
Well, I was just about to say, you know, why is it that we're swearing more on the 411? I think it's because when there's topics that you get really
seriously
like,
either.
You get really blah, 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 like you need to get it out.
Yeah.
Like I think I get, when I have something that I feel passionate about, I swear more because it's like, pay me attention.
And also I'm like mostly hating on things half the time. So it's like that needs a fuck behind it.
Hang
you know?
On, is there hating on around the royal wedding of the angle that you want to bring?
No, but I was really into the question. Yeah, I had right, like right. Who the fuck are those kids? That's the first one, right?
In
so there's 17 kids. Yeah,
okay.
We know that who two of them are, Charlotte and what's the other kid's name? George. Prince George, who are William and Kate's daughter and son.
Can I just say Charlotte is divine. The way she waves to the paps and her face just light. You know how you look at some people and you look and you go, your face is a sun. It lights up. That is her little face. There's such, I don't know, such kind of confidence in owning who she is. I get this real vibe from her.
But in this not boss way, just in a I'm three.
Yeah, I don't get the sense that mum or dad has said to her, now we have to wave to the camera. You can just see she's like,
oh,
no, I don't know. Because
mate.
George doesn't. George is having none of it. He never really has, I don't reckon.
But little girls are a little bit more obedient at that age. They also want to do what their mummy does.
Yeah, maybe.
There's
I just get this.
Not a chance in hell those kids haven't been given a bit of a conduct training.
I get the sense that maybe, yeah, but you can train a kid, but they would do it and not want to do
but
it.
I'm but I'm just saying she's not waving because she's like, she would have been told to wave at some point.
Yeah,
I
but
think.
She's, although she, you know, you can be told to do something and still enjoy doing it.
Mm. The two boys in particular that made me want to figure out who all these kids are was obviously one of them was the classic photo that's gone viral everywhere of his massive grin.
The train carrier?
Yeah, when the church bells went off kind of instrument went off. And I just looked at that little boy and went, this is not his environment. Like, who is that boy?
Mm.
He just was looking around going, where the
bewildered.
Hell am I?
Yeah.
Where am I? Mm. This is crazy. And so those two little boys are 7 years old. They are brothers. Their names are Brian Mulroney and John Mulroney. They arrive with Megan at the chapel. So it was also interesting, who are these boys? No one else is in that car with her. And she's chosen these two little boys to arrive with her. So not Charles, not her mum, no one. She drives a part of it. On your wedding day in front of the world is watching you and you are on your own and you've chosen these two little page boys, not her new niece and nephew, these two little page boys. So I was like, who the hell? And it makes so much sense because they're twins and they are the sons of Megan's very best friend from Canada. Her name is Jessica Mulroney also, and her husband is a television presenter. His name is Ben. They're quite well-to-do. I think they're they're kids of an old Canadian Prime Minister,
right.
Brian okay. Mulroney. And so obviously it makes sense. It'd be like in that. So I always, I try and make everything so normal. And I think back, well, if this was me, I was becoming a princess.
Yeah.
Then that would mean Harvey would just ride with me, my best mate's son,
well, it's,
in the car.
It's really nice.
It makes sense, but it's weird still, isn't
it? That it feels personal, like personalized. That it's like there is some sense of normality and who my actual core people are being represented in this world that is very, I mean, it was surreal to watch. Like I was sitting in a super joint live streaming it with my mate. They were trying to kick us out. And we said, just one second, because we just wanted the bloody preacher to finish so we could see more.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, bro, like we're 11 minutes in now. Like, I want to see like what else is going on.
Yeah.
But it was, my eyes were boggling out of my head because I just kept saying to my mate, Loz, this is surreal. Mm. This is surreal.
And you know
like,
why
you're sitting
it is?
There,
because she is so normal.
So I can only imagine if randoms in Australia are live streaming you on their iPhone in a super joint going, this is surreal, what it would actually be like to be actually Meghan Markle, who has lived, you know, been brought up in a normal family, like her parents are divorced, like in a mixed race family.
A struggling family.
There was a photo of her when she was 15 years old posing outside of Buckingham Palace, like we all would have done when we've gone on an overseas holiday, getting a dorky photo with like, you know, your flares in the 90s outside of a landmark.
Or braces.
Neck minute 22 years later and she's actually getting married at that very palace. It's a real flip out.
So their mum, because she didn't have bridesmaids, their mum Jessica was the lady at one of the ladies at the steps.
This is the little boy. The little boy.
Yeah. So when she came out of the car, there was obviously that real official man. But then I was just constantly looking for splices of normal people.
Mm.
I knew these boys were some form of normal, even though their grandfather is a prime minister. Mm. But that is still not royalty.
Mm.
And I think maybe she was in. She was in a royal blue dress and fascinator.
The mum.
Yeah. Okay. So she, I think there was a heap of the women that carried those kids up. So the other kids I was also interested in, there was another 6-year-old called Jasper Dyer. And it doesn't really say who he belongs to.
Oh.
It just says that, you know, that was his name and he was a fourth page boy and that he wore the same thing as all the other boys. But it's still a bit of a mystery on that one.
Can I ask, I know you'll suss the rest of the kids, but can I just go back to what you were saying before about when she got out of that, out of the car, when she first arrived?
Yeah.
My initial feeling was, oh, she's very on her own.
Yeah.
Oh. And I felt sad. I don't know what your feeling was, because maybe you could look at it and go, wow, that's cool. She's empowered. She's rocking up on her own. I
was very mixed in it.
I felt, and I looked at and we both said at the same time, we go, oh, that's full on. She's there on her own. Like how overwhelming that would be on any kind of wedding day when you've got all of these eyes on you, let alone billions of people around the country, the most watched wedding of all time. And there wasn't anybody in the car with her until she arrived. And I actually did feel maybe it's because of what had been in the media in the past about, you know, rando estranged family members, like, you know, trying to spin shit and the stuff with her dad selling the pap pics, which you can listen to on last week's 411 episode. Maybe because that was in my brain already. She just got out of the car and I just felt like, oh, man, I feel sorry for her. She's on her own.
I am quickly looking this up now and Googling, but I actually think that a lot, I don't know, I feel like I remembered Kate Middleton walking up a certain part on her own and then her dad joined her at the same place that Charles might have.
I thought Pippa came out of the car with her.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Well, not because I don't think she came out of the car. I think she was there, though. So she was holding. No, I'm wrong. I'm looking at the pictures now of Kate Middleton rocking up and her dad's with her.
Mm.
And Pippa, as you said, is holding her dress.
Because I thought, I was surprised.
It's definitely her dad.
You know when you're looking for glimpses of anything, even when they're far away, you're squinting, looking to see the figures you can see through the car. And the first thing I said was to my mate, I go, where's her mum? Because I was like, and you know, why? You know, when it was announced from that royal, the statement that came out from Kensington Palace that her mum would not be walking her down the aisle. In fact, it would be Prince Charles. I thought at the very least maybe her mum would be cruising in the car with her as they rocked out.
It is interesting. I think from it, at the end of the day, it may also just work out to be a logistics thing. You don't know, like, this is going to work. We got to get you into this particular, because we're talking like massive kind of spaces. Like, you could see how big that aisle was. Yeah. It's televised, which is gross, but it is a reality of how this stuff works. I think the thing about the aisle conversation, it is an interesting one because she is very normal. And I think everybody has felt like they too could have been a princess because she is a princess. And not everyone is a Hollywood actress. But again, you look at her and her success and where she comes from, you think, well, that could have been me. There's this incredible relatability about her. But the aisle thing, like walking down the aisle, is a really interesting demonstration of how we see things. It is, and I've always been very fascinated by it, not just by the fact of back in the day the tradition was that you were basically being waged off, like it
by
really,
your father from one family to another.
Essentially, yeah, there was a bit of a sales deal going
on.
So that's not, I guess, so much of what my focus is for modern day, but it definitely is important to know that's where that stems from. But I think the other point is that is such a real patriarchal, traditional part of the wedding.
The giving away. 100%. The father giving the daughter away.
I've always found it incredibly interesting on such a political level, on such an emotional level, on a historic level that I completely disagree with. I've always been so just complexed by it. But I think when I did see her walk up by herself with all of those things in mind, I did feel the same. I did feel bad for her. But at the same time, I know that, again, you put yourself in the same situation, which seems ridiculous because she's a princess. But you also have to look at, well, what do you do? Do you essentially have your dad walk you down the aisle that you probably haven't spoken to? This is all assuming.
Yeah.
But there's a chance.
Her actual dad?
Yep. Yeah. She hasn't spoken to him in a couple of years. He hasn't shown any interest in stuff she's doing. The rumors are true in that she's selling his story to make a bit of extra cash off her life, and that essentially he was joining her because that was the right look to have. And I guess sometimes it's a hard position she finds herself in, and I agree with the mum. I don't really know what happened
there. It wasn't so much the dad thing. It was more the mum thing.
No, but just the aisle conversation in general. I think about a lot of women that have really complex, uneasy relationships with their father and how they get to the decision to make it where they still want to do that tradition. I find it really interesting.
To be completely honest,
I think a lot of people have bad relationships and still want that to happen.
But I don't actually think a lot of people see it as a choice. I think a lot of people get married and there's things that you do when you get married that's so meant. It's like that article you wrote for news.com. It still blows people's minds that they go, oh my God, I never knew it was possible to have a wedding and not have your old man walk you down the aisle. Like, you're seeing that as a choice. I see that as a choice. A lot of people do, men and women. But there would be people listening to this podcast, people that have got married, that would not think that you could physically have a choice over if your dad's living, regardless of your relationship, that there is any kind of say that you could have over who walks you down the aisle, whether they do or whether they don't.
Well, I don't know who the rule book is on life here, or the freaking god or guru is on weddings, and there's someone we all think we're answering to. But I'm telling you now, you do.
Yeah, you do.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hold up.
It's interesting. A friend of mine's getting married and her dad's alive. He's around, but hasn't been the main kind of parent in her life, her whole life.
Yeah.
Was probably more of a parent in her siblings' lives.
Yep.
But just was, you know, her mum remarried and she was kind of more a part of a stepfamily unit as opposed to the one of her and her dad. And it's interesting because it's very clear to her what she should do in that scenario, which is involving her mum, because that's who she feels like is her parent. And if there is going to be a ceremony of giving something away, then that makes sense. But obviously the other siblings don't have that experience. So it then is like, well, dad's here. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
It's really complex.
But also,
I think this particular tradition in particular, that's why I think it made headlines, because people are like, but who's going to give her away? Why?
Everybody Well, there were bets on it. There were like tabs on, and her mum was the most likely person to then, you know, like, I think you could physically bet money on who is walking Meghan Markle down the aisle.
It wasn't a hard bet. There weren't many other options.
Yeah, that's true.
It's, you know, in the sad reality of it. But I think this is the thing I'm trying to get to. Is it sad? Is it sad because everybody refers, I guess, acknowledgement or an idea of what success in a family looks like is built on this picture that we've all painted for ourselves, which equals mum, dad, might not be perfect, but at least you talk to each other. No, I just don't believe that that's the case for so many people. So many people are estranged from their family. Mm. Even a couple of my mates that we were talking about this over the weekend, and he was saying, look, I love my family, and by the outside, and I would call us close, but I've got a 6-hour cap.
I think the thing I did see there have been a billion and one articles written about it. Every angle and which way you could spin it, chop it, you know, like, has been covered, you know, while people have been, you know, digging for different elements right of the wedding.
Mm.
And one of the articles that I read that I found super interesting was like a bird's eye view shot of everybody in the aisles, you know, that had attended the wedding.
That was weird.
And there were
wasn't
two
it?
Sections because there were 500 people that attended. But there was a big wall between.
Did you see Oprah arrive and how she got lost?
Oh, I didn't see the getting lost thing.
It's
but
my life. She was like just walking around like she just was looking for a table at a restaurant.
But she be Oprah.
Yeah, she was just like, where's my seat? And she's just like, I can't find it. She's just, I was like, what is she doing
here? What a fucking amazing woman.
It was so hilarious.
Okay, so I found that bird's eye view shot, which, yeah, you're right. It was tray bizarre because I was like, majority of these people, they can't actually even see what's going on. You know what I mean? Like, it's like you go to a concert and you know how you end up not being able to see because you're behind a pole and you watch the proceedings from the fucking, from the screen? And
yeah,
you're
or
like,
better yet,
oh.
You're like, hey, you've got VIP tickets. You can go behind stage or like backstage and then you don't see any of the show, but
that's
you're backstage. It's like, welcome to the royal family.
How
you
weird.
Can come to the wedding, but you can't
but you're
see
capped.
Anything.
You're capped.
Yeah. But, it's so strange.
But this shot, right, this aerial view shot, and it was all color-coded, and it related back to this key, which was Harry's friends, Harry's family members, Meghan's family members, Meghan's friends. And the color-codedness was like a lot of Meghan's friends,
mm-hmm.
a lot of, you know, a smaller amount of Harry's friends, heaps of Harry's family,
but can
obviously.
I just also
and
point-
one colour, which was Meghan's family, and that was her mama.
But this is what I think is interesting about this storyline. As somebody that, I don't know, has often felt at times more so than others, and not so much more recently, but has often really found myself quite estranged from my immediate family and have really, really had emphasis on my friendships as my family. Nobody is interested in focusing on the fact that she had triple the amount of friends.
No, like, but that's, you know, where I was leading, babes, because
yeah.
I was going to say how important that is to see on this mega scale that your friends are your family, your friends are your support network. And I don't know, there wasn't part of me that saw that key because there was equal amounts of people basically going, oh, that's so sad that her like second cousin removed and his new wife isn't there. Because I think we've all had that moment. Well, I have been to weddings where I've met the bride for the first time, where it's like my ex's family member and then he scores an invite, so then I do too.
Mm.
And then going up and going, hi, it's so lovely to meet you. And that just feels weird that you're like at this person's like wedding celebrating their relationship yet have never met them.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know about you, but I'm calling David Beckham the Pippa Middleton's ass of this wedding.
Oh yeah, that would be an easy. That's an easy call. No argument.
That man is A, getting better with age, and B, just oozes sex appeal. Like,
there's something about the way he fathers and husbands that I think really adds to the picture.
There's
here.
This real.
Well, he's so open on Insta. Like, there's just this other offering now with what we can see in their lives, and you get senses that people are good people from photographs or movies stuff. Like Hugh Jackman, you're like, that guy looks like a great guy.
Yeah.
But now you've got the ability to actually see their lives and see them prove it, which
and
adds it to another level.
Froths his family.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that video when he started crying?
They all
crying?
Do. They
when,
all love
when
each Brooke, other.
When Brooklyn rocked up and surprised his dad, and he rocked up at the restaurant, and David Beckham, so the son comes in and they're all sitting at a round, you know,
if you haven't
round,
seen it, I mean,
round dinner table out for lunch or dinner or whatever. Maybe it's for his birthday, I think. And he comes behind his dad and he puts his hands over his eyes and must say something like, guess who?
Because Romeo lives, is it Romeo?
Romeo, no, but
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. Brooklyn's the oldest one.
He lives overseas now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And David Beckham just starts bawling his eyes out. I was just like, that is just.
But I think.
They love each other.
I think that's where we've got to a point where people are looking at him, and as much as his suit was incredible, he looked great.
Yeah,
now
you're right.
We've got this other view of him. We're like,
it's something
you
else.
Are getting better. I can't even deal. Like, that's what it is. Like, now.
Yeah,
and also,
you're right.
He, like, they all. I am always fascinated, and I think it does have a lot to do with the father when the kids are very openly affectionate and complimentary to their mother. I think. That is them mirroring their dad.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I do think that, because they're all like, "Mom, love you." You know, like mum in the family is often the fucking shit kicker. She just cops it.
Was in my family.
She's not, you know, she's not encouraged to love. You know, she's not encouraged to celebrate. She's just the one that's always fucking there. Whereas that has to be gone and be rid of. And I think they've done it well, where it's cool to love mum. It's cool to love Victoria Beckham.
Yeah.
And I mean,
she's Victoria Beckham also.
A Spice Girl.
So there were a lot of things of this wedding that you just, and I know we touched on this earlier, but there's surreal element, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where there was, it's just, it was so out of place. It's kind of like.
Which part?
Like the black preacher. I can't get over.
Or the preacher.
But I'm just saying, but just the fact that he was an African-American preacher talking about slavery, it was almost like somebody had picked him up from, you know, wherever the church is that he practices.
Yeah.
Maybe, I'm assuming that is America. Maybe he's based in the UK.
I don't know too much about it. He's a reverend.
But you know what I mean? But it just felt to me, it was almost like someone had just, you know, picked something up and popped it somewhere where you go, it works, but I wasn't even when Megan said her vows and hearing her American accent against the British accent felt not out of place, but a bit like, oh, your ears prick up, right?
Yeah,
so to see
true.
This passion around Jesus and loving Jesus, and you have that crazy juxtaposition of like the Queen with her hands, you know, so tightly, you know, put in her lap and so proper and so,
unhappy. Her face just looks. But I love the Queen. She doesn't, if she has resting bitch face, or she doesn't have to explain herself to anybody.
But I just love that there was still elements where we felt before that wedding, well, I did anyway, fuck, we've left no stone unturned. Like, people have been trying to track down what the dress will look like, what they'll eat, what the designer will do, what Harry will wear, where they'll go for that, all this kind of stuff that I was like, there's still, I was watching it, live streaming it going, I feel surprised.
There was definitely
elements of surprise.
But there was her in there. I think that's the surprise. That's the bit that everyone's a bit like, holy shit, not only did she make it into this family, but she was represented. And yes, her dad wasn't there, but her dad is not all of her.
Yeah.
So she was totally represented. She had the two page boys, which are her personal, get her in there. That's what I mean. The aisle was such a focus. But there was a big representation. I even think the dress she wore to the party, like the Prince Charles party afterwards, where they hopped into the convertible, was so still really her.
Yeah.
Like, I hadn't seen a princess wear something with shoulders out like that. It was sexy. It was gorgeous. You got a real version that she had respected, the traditions yep. and respect it a certain way, but I also am here. I'm present. I am alive, you know.
Can I also just mention low-key the other love story that wasn't Meghan and Harry, and that was...
Not Chelsea.
No doubt. It was the Queen.
And the dog.
And the dog guy. Have you heard about this? So Meghan Markle.
This is the greatest story I think there is. I needed it because the Queen just looked so unhappy the entire time. And then when I heard this story, I thought,
okay,
she's in there.
Let me break this down for everybody that hasn't seen. There is a photo of the Queen.
On that day,
sitting next to the Queen with his ears all pricked up was the rescue dog of Meghan that has travelled from the US over now to the UK. He's a rescue beagle. His name is Guy. And apparently the Queen is such a beagle lover and a dog lover that she's taken this real liking to Guy the rescue dog.
So the rescue dog is travelling in the car with the Queen. You couldn't even get a grin from the Queen. Her own grandson couldn't get a high five or even a smile. She didn't even kiss him when she walked to her seat, but yet the dog drives with her.
He is riding front and center, and just to see this like huge zoom lens of a camera, you know, like taking snaps of the Queen sitting all proper on the way to the wedding, and then you just see above the window, above the door, just this little dog snout sitting there.
This American rescue dog.
I was just like, this is sick. Yeah. Like, this is...
I needed that too, actually, on a feel-good note, because I think the Queen, just you don't know where she stands. Yeah. I don't mind that about her. There is something kind of quite feminist about her in that she's really quite unapologetic. Mm. But at the same time, you are on a wedding. I think anybody is looking for a little bit of a smile or a glimpse into that she's okay and happy with the day. And I needed that story.
How's the rags to riches story? He was on death row in America in a pound.
What, the dog?
Yeah. Oh. Neck minute, he's riding front and center with the Queen to see his owner get married and become one of the royals.
Well, now, see, I mean, why are we focusing on the dad?
Slow like, clap to Guy.
There is just some real good things happening with this merge.
Stunning.
This country merger.
Just stunning.
All right, well, we hope you've enjoyed our recap. Thank you.
Oh, we've made it, haven't we? Look at the bells and whistles over here, lovey.
Big budgets. if you like the show, give it a review, give it a rating. We read them all. I had a bit of a squeeze yesterday.
There are so heaps many more of, coming through, hey.
They're coming through. We appreciate it. We see them. It allows people on iTunes to see us, which, as we know, this year is all about building our posse. So we really appreciate it. Next week we have, who do we have? Sofia Stefanovkovic. Is that how I say her name? Stefanovkovic.
Stevanovic.
Oh, there you go.
Because it's the emphasis that wasn't like Carl Stefanovic's last name, because that's been Aussieified.
She is a writer, that's right, who writes a story and a book called Miss Ex Yugoslavia. We talk about integrating from Yugoslavia into Australia, how she felt like she was really in between both cultures for a long time. I think that if you're somebody that has parents that have migrated or yourself didn't come here speaking English, you're really going to relate to this story, because she allows us to ask questions that I think sometimes people are uncomfy to ask.
Yeah, that was a really, really cool chat. That will be next week on the pod channel. But of course, send this to a mate if maybe they haven't heard of it. We'd really bloody appreciate it, and it makes a difference.
Yes, it does. All right, till next week.
Bye, guys. Bye. You know what our fave time of the week is? That is when we get to go live with you, our posse, and chat about whatever you guys want.
We absolutely love going live on Facebook, but you'll only get notified that we're online if you follow us, the Thinker Girls on Facebook.
Yeah, we get to say hello to you, give you guys an update on hashtag our lives, and answer the questions that you've been dying to ask us.
So once a week, make sure that you're hanging on the Thinker Girls Facebook page to find out when you can find us.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.